Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and
All right, 10:04 on The Fan, and a very good Friday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666. Is the phone number here. Of course, the 1 o'clock CMB comes your way. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta. On the other side of the glass, it is championship weekend, conference championship Sunday coming up in the NFL to see who will move on to Super Bowl. What is it, 53? Is that the number it is now?
53.
Yeah.
You feel old?
Down in, well, considering I've seen every one of them, yeah. Considering I've seen them, was watching championship games before there was Super Bowls.
You know what, though? I was saying this over the weekend because I, even before you called in, I was talking about Super Bowl III and, you know, watching
years after I was born, obviously.
Because I wasn't alive for it. And I said, there's something very cool that you have, that my dad has, and a lot of our listeners have, where when you talk about the Jets, when you talk about the Mets, if you were an Islander fan, you could say this about the Islanders, you could say this about the Nets, and you could say it about the Super Bowl. You can say, I've literally seen it all.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, no, it's... It really has. I mean, you know, I've seen all the evolution of the NFL. Now, I didn't see. I was still only 5 years old. I don't remember the Allen Amici game, you know, the overtime game with the Colts and the Giants in 58. First game I ever watched was the 1960 championship game between the Packers and the Eagles. I was 7 years old. I remember watching the game at a friend of the family's house. And, you know, that was the first game I ever really watched. And it just... You know, as far as football,
right.
And then it just kind of, you know, just kind of went from there. So I really got to see the entire evolution, the AFL and everything to where the NFL is now.
And what's crazy about that is even though there was a long NFL history, like you said, before you were able to watch it, before you were born or when you were too young, the Super Bowl is now the premier sporting event.
Yes.
Not even close.
No, no question about
it. And you got to see it
in
start
the country.
From the beginning
yep.
and see that evolution. And that is kind of cool. I mean, think about it. Now we're at 53, and it's the mega event in America. It's the one event everybody watches. There's no other event in America that we all watch. Maybe elections every 4 years for president.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, okay.
Even the midterms. Oh, yeah, it's split.
Well, nah, yeah.
Award shows split.
Yeah,
the World Series,
right.
No.
Right.
The finals,
no.
No,
you're 100%
this
right.
This is the event in America in which, what is it, 90% of everybody's watching, and you saw the beginning when, I don't know what you were thinking, Super Bowl I. Did you think it was?
Well, I mean, all I thought was it was a championship game now between the two leagues. And I remember watching it. And it wasn't even that ballyhooed back then. I don't even think it sold out. I don't even think they sold it. They played it in the L.A. Coliseum, obviously, the Chiefs and the Packers. And it wasn't even a sellout.
Wasn't it on two networks,
too? It was on both networks.
Right.
It was on NBC and CBS. That's 100% correct.
So it's so different. And now we are on the doorstep of yet another Super Bowl. And my rooting interest this weekend is simply anybody but the Patriots. I mean, give me Kansas City against New Orleans. Give me Mahomes. Yeah. Anything but having to sit there 2 weeks from now.
I don't want to see the Pats again.
Having to root against this team. I have great respect for the Patriots. We both do. We both talk about Belichick being maybe the greatest of all time, the quarterback being the greatest of all time, all the accomplishments that they have. I remember, it's not that long ago, when we would get calls constantly saying, guys, here's why they're overrated. What have they won since Spygate? That was the talking point.
What year was Spygate again?
That was
with Mangini as the coach for the Jets. So.
Right, but it came out like the explosive reports, I think, during the weekend of Giants-Patriots 1.
Oh, right. And then, of course, you had the Deflategate stuff, too.
Right, right. So since then, since Spygate, well, what have they done? Gee golly, they've done a lot.
Yeah.
They've done enough. They've done enough to pretty much end most debates about how great they are. At least you can't use the Spygate excuse anymore to try to knock them.
No, you can't do that anymore. No, they're unbelievable. Look, we've said it again. I'll say it again. I mean, to me, they are the greatest of all the dynasties. I mean, when you consider that the interchangeable parts that this team has had outside of the coach and the quarterback, and they've only had two kickers. They've had Vinatieri, now they've got Gostkowski. It's unbelievable. And the free, you know, I remember it wasn't too long ago, you'll never see the great dynasties again in the NFL because of the free agency now.
Right.
Because of free agency. You're never going to see it again. The salary cap, free agency. And that's what makes it even more impressive what they've done.
No doubt.
It's unprecedented. What the Patriots have done.
And we've had an era over the last 15 years where we've watched some really, really great quarterbacks. Peyton Manning was a great quarterback. Drew Brees has been a great quarterback.
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers has been a great quarterback.
Yep.
But those three guys haven't had the team success, even close to Tom Brady, which reminds you that if you have a great quarterback, it gives you a shot every year. But that doesn't make you a dynasty. So this dynasty is more than just having a great quarterback. It's having the great head coach. It's having that combination. Mm-hmm. And you're probably right. I think the comments that used to be made about the salary cap are, we'll never see it again. I'll say it. We'll never see it again because I don't think we're going to see another Bill Belichick.
I don't see where you're going to see a coach like this again. I really don't. And, you know, look, I mean, look, Brady, there's no denying the greatness of Brady. And, you know, Bill doesn't, you know, go to 8 Super Bowls and win 5 if he doesn't have Brady, probably. But he still would have won a lot. There would have been a lot of winning. He might not, you know, he probably wouldn't have won all the championships he won.
Right.
But still would have won. And probably would have won at least a couple.
No doubt. And for Drew Brees, he's won one. So he's had that monkey off his back for a while since he brought that championship to the city of New Orleans. I think for him, it's enhancing a Hall of Fame legacy. Yes. He's already a Hall of Famer.
Oh, God, yes.
At times, it feels like he's been the forgotten great quarterback of this era. That Peyton's got more attention, Peyton Manning. Tom Brady's got more attention. Even Aaron Rodgers got more most attention. When you look at the raw numbers of what Drew Brees has put up over the last decade after he left San Diego and Miami was afraid off because of health reasons.
Yeah, what a mistake that was.
Slight mistake. Drew Brees, in a weird way, has been the forgotten guy, and he's got a chance with a victory on Sunday and another one in 2 weeks to add number 2 to the resume, which only enhances what's a first-ballot Hall of Fame career and resume that this man's put together.
Yeah, no, there's no question. I mean, he's a shoe-in, walk-in Hall of Famer. And like I said, if he wins 2, well, you know, he's going to the Hall of Fame, and you know who's probably going to the Hall of Fame, too? His coach.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I don't think there's any doubt. I mean, he wins this one. I don't see how he doesn't get in.
So he's not going to be hurt by the whole bounty game, which cost him an entire season?
No, not at all.
Now, I don't think – you know what it may do? Because the Pro Football Hall of Fame is kind of different in that sometimes they make guys wait who don't deserve to wait. We've seen that.
Yeah.
I mean, there are guys – like Bill Parcells had to wait. Didn't he have to wait a couple of years?
Yeah, he did.
Which is kind of ridiculous, right?
It's very ridiculous.
It's sort of insane to think about. So I could see something like that where maybe he has to wait a couple of years. But, yeah, I mean, if you add a second championship to your resume – and think about what the Saints have been. I know they had the 3 straight 7-9 years, but for the most part, they've been really good for the last decade and a half since Sean Payton's gotten there.
There's no doubt. And before that, what did they do? They hadn't even won a playoff game before that.
Yeah.
No, I mean, they were a terrible franchise. You go back, they're the original franchise that had the bags on their heads.
They were the Aints.
The Aints.
Yeah.
They were the original franchise that wore bags on their heads.
That's right. Doesn't that, though, give hope to all the other pathetic franchises?
Yeah.
When you see franchises become dynasties, like the Golden State Warriors.
Unbelievable.
The Warriors for a very long time were not very good.
No. Forever.
And now they're the epitome of success in the NBA. Yeah. The Patriots.
They were the Patriots for all those years. The Patriots weren't any good.
So it's got to give you hope that, hey, anybody can do it. Anybody can become that great team. The odds are it won't happen
to
you.
Right.
But at least there's a chance. By the way, we should point out our good buddy, the man who thinks Babe Ruth would hit 0 against
Adam
Ottavino, Adam Ottavino signed with the New York Yankees. They got him on a 3-year, $27 million deal. Couple of things. Number one, do you think anybody's going to care that much about those comments? Is that just going to pass over eventually?
I would think so. I mean, people will care if he's not any good.
It'll be used against him.
Right. Yeah. If he's not any good, then it'll be used against him, especially because, you know, you're in the place – you're in the house that Babe built. Actually, this is the one that George built, I guess.
Yeah, right.
But you know what I mean.
It's next door to where Babe built. Right.
Yeah,
I think it's one of those things where if he struggles, the drunk Yankee fan, or even the not drunk Yankee fan, at 10:30 at night after he gave up five runs in the sixth inning or five runs in the seventh inning, they'll probably scream obscenities at him, and it'll involve Babe Ruth. Outside of that, I think if he's successful, nobody's going to care. I thought the move, it's weird. I was saying this to a Yankee fan friend of mine. I was texting him, and I guess I confused him. And hopefully I don't confuse you with my opinion. I think it's a fine signing. I think it's a good signing. I have no problem with the signing.
Yeah, well, just another guy. Look at all the arms they got in the bullpen.
Now. Right. And that right there, what you just added, is why it's a good signing. If I'm the Mets, where I'd be signing Adam Ottavino as my third guy, maybe my second guy, depending on how you feel about Familia, or if I'm the Angels and I signed him and he's my closer, I think very differently about this. Adam Ottavino had one really good year.
Right.
That's it. Right. And I'll scare you
and
with
this. And we've seen many, many relief pitchers that have that one good year and then they're not any good again.
Absolutely. Now, in fairness, I think Adams had two good years, but his last really good year, full year, was 2013. That's 5 years ago.
Yep.
That's a long time ago.
Yep.
I'll scare you with this. Anthony Swarzak in 2017 had a similar year to Adam Ottavino in 2018. We saw what happened to Anthony Swarzak.
My God.
For Yankee fans, Tommy Kahnle had a really good year with the White Sox and the Yankees. Last year, he's in the minor leagues. So that's the knock that we don't know about. Adam Ottavino's 33 years old. Guy's had one good year in the last 5 years. The other good year he missed half the year. He had Tommy John surgery. He struggled a little bit down the stretch of the year. Maybe he was overworked. Who knows? One positive, his splits were reversed. He was great at Coors Field. He actually pitched really well in Colorado and was good on the road, but was even better at home. So even though this sounds like negatives to my friend, he's like, oh, so you're killing Ottavino. I'm not killing Ottavino. Here's why it's great if you're a Yankee fan. The New York Yankees have six guys in their bullpen who are locks to make the roster, barring injury, who are good to really good relievers. And to me, they've got three guys who I look at as sure things. Aroldis Chapman, when healthy, is a sure thing. Mm-hmm. You agree with that?
Yeah, no, I would agree.
Zach Britton is a sure thing.
Yep.
And I know this may sound nuts,
Betances?
But I think he is a sure thing.
Well, he had a nice year last year.
Well, he's had his moments of struggling, but if you overall look at the last 4 or 5 years, he's been as good as anybody over that time. So you got three sure things. You got Chad Green, who's proving he's a sure thing, two good years in a row. You got John Holder, who's not a sure thing, but he had a good year last year. And you've got Ottavino. So when you sign a guy who, he's only had one really good consistent year in 5 years, but you're slotting him into the sixth inning, or, Joe, maybe the fifth inning, because CeCe comes out after, 75 pitches, I look at it very differently. And that's why, despite any concerns that one would have about Ottavino, which are fair, I wouldn't be concerned if I'm the Yankees because I'm so freaking loaded in my bullpen. And why not add another arm? Why not? So I think if I was signing Adam Ottavino to be my eighth inning guy, I'd be worried today. I'd look at it and say, boy, I don't know what I'm getting.
Right.
It'd be like Swarzak.
Right.
But because I have Britton and Chapman and Betances and even Chad Green, who's forgotten about sometimes, I look at it and say, why the hell not? That'd be my attitude towards signing Adam Ottavino. So I don't think that's a mixed signal. It's that because the Yankees are where they are and they're so deep, they could afford that risk. Other teams can't afford that risk. If you're relying on Adam Ottavino to match what he did last year, that's risky.
Yeah, of course. But if he's your fourth guy down in a bullpen, that's not too bad either. Let's be honest. He's number four out of, in the pen.
Yeah, you could argue
that's
five.
That's a ways down. Right, you could argue that.
I could put Chad Green ahead of him.
You could, right.
And that's why, despite any concern you may have about this guy, if I'm the Yankees, why the hell not? And I think their bullpen going into 2019, and we've said this for years now, how good their bullpen is. This one may be the best one yet. And I think the reason I feel that way is, number one, Zach Britton. That was such a great re-signing by Brian Cashman. In fact, of all the moves he made this offseason, maybe even including James Paxton, I think I love that one the most. Because this is a top-line reliever who was a rental. And he was coming off an injury last year. And now you've got him guaranteed for at least 2 years? Left-handed pitcher?
No, it's good.
Used to the AL East?
Yep.
Bro, that's a great move.
Yeah, of course.
But you've got him now for a full year. You've got Betances, as you like to say, in a money year. Free agent.
I love the money years.
Chapman is Chapman. You hope he stays healthy.
Right.
And then you've got the other guys, Chad Green, John Holder, Adam Ottavino, David Robertson. Yeah, you basically flipped David Robertson for Adam Ottavino. And you've got Britton for a full year. And you've got Tommy Kahnle, who can't be worse than last year. Who knows? Maybe he makes the team. And then you've got some of those starting pitchers like Jonathan Loaisiga, who knows? Maybe he becomes a factor in this bullpen. So for my money, I don't even think it's close, bro. This bullpen is as loaded as any team in baseball.
There's no question about it. And you look at the Red Sox, they don't even have a bullpen right now. I mean, do they? I mean, who's?
Well, they've got Brazier.
Right. Great.
They've got, you know, they've got a couple of guys, basically.
Did you see where Alex Cora said they're going to be better next year? Did you hear him say that?
Yeah. He said, just wait, you know, for what's going to happen.
Right, right.
Look, the Red Sox.
It's tough to say you're going to be better next year after you won 108 and blitzkrieg through the playoffs.
Well, how many teams have done that? 108 wins in a championship and then came back the next year and was better.
Yeah, that's going to be hard to be better.
Look, the Red Sox are a very good team. I don't want to dismiss them. They have a lot of bats in that lineup. Chris Sale maybe stays healthy for a full year. David Price, before he broke through in the postseason, was very good in the regular season. Porcello's very up and down. We'll see. The concern is the bullpen, no question about it, but Craig Kimbrel hasn't signed anywhere yet. They very well can still bring him back, and there are actually still a lot of relievers left on the market. But if you're asking, despite an offseason that I think has bothered some Yankee fans, and I've had my critiques about it, you too, about left-handed bats,
guys who put bat on ball,
they've improved their starting pitching. They have. I mean, how can anyone debate
that?
Yeah,
they have. I agree.
They bring in Paxton, and they have Happ for a full year, and I think they've improved their bullpen. So their pitching 1 through 12 is better. Will their lineup be better? It's going to be similar. They don't have Didi, which is a blow.
Well, Gary Sanchez has to be better than last year.
Agreed.
I mean, I can't see him. But wait, didn't he bat under 200 last
year? Yes, he'll be better. I agree, he'll be better.
I mean, look, I don't know what's going to happen with, you know, as far as behind the plate, but I got to believe offensively you're going to get it. You're getting a better year out of Gary Sanchez.
Well, you know what I'd say, Joe? I think the three monsters will all be better. Giancarlo,
right.
Gary Sanchez, and Judge, remember, missed time.
He did. He was hurt.
Now, the negative is, will Miguel Andujar back up what he did? That's going to be tough.
And Gleyber.
Will Gleyber Torres back up what he did? That will be tough. Will Aaron Hicks match what he did? It is a contract year. Mm-hmm. We'll see. And then the shortstop situation until Didi gets back.
Right.
But from a pitching standpoint, I think they've had a very good offseason. If we're splitting up the offense and the pitching, we're just separating them. They've improved their starting pitching, and they added a lefty, which is great at Yankee Stadium. And I think their bullpen is better. So from a pitching standpoint, I think they're a better baseball team. The offensive story is a little bit different, obviously, because I don't think they addressed as much as they should have bat on ball and adding left-handed bats. But again, the offseason isn't over. Who the hell knows what's going to happen?
And who knows? I mean, you know, you never know. Look, maybe Greg Bird finally emerges this year.
Maybe,
maybe he does. Maybe. I mean, you don't know. We don't know that. I mean, I still wouldn't say he's, you know, there's still a possibility that he could become that guy that they think he could be.
And
still possible.
I'll give you another if, which is very possible. In fact, I'd say more likely than Greg Bird. Maybe the left fielder is Clint Frazier.
Could be.
And maybe Clint
Frazier.
You kind of
forget about him.
Now, he's right-handed, but let's not
you
hold
do
that
forget
against
about him.
If the guy performs, who cares?
Right.
You'll overcome it.
Right.
So those are other. I didn't say Jacoby Ellsbury. I didn't factor him in yet.
No,
he is still
what does he factor in?
Fifth outfielder?
Except he's on a payroll.
You're right. Exactly.
We know he's on a payroll.
He is on the payroll, I think, for another 2 years after this, too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.